Uh-oh. Bing bong. Welcome to episode 11. I know it's 11 for a fact.
I was going to say, yeah.
I know it's 11. This is going to be a good one. I think this is the one that I'm going to probably show my coworkers.
Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be good. Just got hired to Dutch Bros. Yeah. I'm so hyped for that.
I am too.
That's going to be literally probably the best job I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than Vans.
I mean,
I used to work at Vans. Vans was cool, but like, I don't know. That's where it was a different energy. Like, there was a dude at Vans who was not cool with me being there. I don't know what his problem was, but
what
Sean.
Was his name Kevin?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't
remember what his name was.
Oh, that's awkward.
I'm kidding. He straight up did not like me, and I don't know why. No clue.
Oh well.
Oh, hey, to my left, we're eating Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, so sorry. I'm going to get another one.
Go ahead.
Okay.
To my left, right here, as always.
As always, what's up?
Isaac.
Howdy.
There he is.
As per usual, is the man himself, Cameron.
It's me.
Cameron.
Cam-o-ren. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking been hanging out.
Same here.
Just cruising, you know.
We just watched
Anthony Jeminskinini.
Jeminskinini.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
He's
last
a comedian.
Name, I'm so sorry.
Super funny. He's on Netflix. Go check him out.
Hey, real quick though, if you do not like dark humor, please
don't,
do not watch. Please
don't check
do
him
not
out.
Watch.
There's a lot of jokes. About
a lot of jokes that you probably wouldn't like. We don't need to go into details.
No. But
we don't need to perjure ourselves.
Incriminate ourselves. No, this is gonna be a good one. I know it will be.
I think it will too. anyways, no, so I have
You know
Adrian. You remember Adrian?
Yeah, I love Adrian.
You hung out
dude.
With Adrian a little bit ago.
Adrian's great a little bit ago. I hung out with him like 5 times?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you've hung out, like, the last time I hung out with him was a little bit ago.
Andrew's birthday,
yes.
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 Yeah.
I don't know why we're still talking about this. Anyways, Andrew and I have an on... Or, Andrew.
Adrian.
Adrian and I have an ongoing joke about Kevin's. So when I worked at Dairy Queen, my first job, we had an assistant manager named Kevin. Fuck mm-hmm. you, Kevin. If you're listening to this, you can
Damn.
Eat my fucking asshole.
Oh, wow. That
not
is,
actually. Not actually. He just was a
mean.
He was a really shitty guy.
Okay.
He was an asshole. Wasn't very good at his job.
All right.
And he always blamed his mistakes on me. And I thought that was hilarious. Yada, da, 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 da.
He thought it was funny?
He thought it was funny. Yeah.
Oh, he thought it
yeah.
was funny.
I thought it was a little funny just now thinking about it. I'm like, fuck you, Kevin. Haha, jokes, you know.
Haha, he's probably still at that day.
Probably.
Damn.
Anyways, fuck this guy, Kevin. And then people who I've talked to after that have always like mentioned they've had a bad experience with a guy named Kevin. So then Adrian and I go to Panera Bread one time, and the like cash register who checked both of us out, his name was Kevin.
Uh-oh.
And he spelled both of our names wrong. So his name at that point was Ardian. Like, he spelled it Ardian.
What?
And he spelled my name like I-S-I-K. And I was like, fuck this guy, you know?
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking asshole. We look at the receipt. His name is Kevin. So now Adrian, anytime we hear the name Kevin, Adrian and I go, fuck Kevin, bro. Yo, fuck that man, Kevin.
Yo.
And I think it's probably the best thing that Adrian and I have ever done together.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I think it's
so
funny.
You both have a vendetta against
Kevin? Just fuck Kevin, you know? Hey, people listening, if you have a crazy Kevin story, fucking crazy Kevin Bing Bong, that'll be our next segment. If you guys give me some fucking
Kevin,
some bomb ass Kevin
stories,
the whole podcast would be me just reading them.
Kevin stories.
Kevin
we need
stories.
To hear all the Kevin stories.
Yeah, yeah. Because hashtag fuck Kevin.
Oh, never mind. Okay, sorry. So going through my head was Kyle.
No.
So I was like, yo, Kevin, the guy who drinks Monster. No, that's Kyle. Kyle drinks Monster. Kyle is mad at his mom. Always.
Yeah.
Fuck Kyle.
And then there's Anthony, and Anthony drinks Red Bulls, and he's more chill, but he still, you know, hates his mom.
Yeah, but then he's okay. Listen.
Kevin and I love Red Bulls.
I was going to say, Sometimes I'm an Anthony. Sometimes I'm like, let me drink this Red Bull and get mad at this YouTube video that I watched or something. I don't know. Let's go through our list of things that we've written down.
Funny things.
Ideas.
Know? Yeah, you got any shower thoughts this week?
No okay. Shower thoughts.
Sorry, guys.
That's a recurring segment that I usually have where I come up with a shower thought. Well, or something that you just think about that just is so complex, or maybe it's just something that like goes against itself. I don't know.
Just really random short topics we think are funny.
Anyways, I'm gonna just read this first topic because okay, I don't know what it means. I usually write these down because I think of a joke or a topic, but I don't want to write the whole joke down because I don't want you laugh at it. I want your first laughs to be on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little confused.
I'm a little embarrassed even saying this.
Yeah.
God damn it. The first topic says how much to blow. So I don't remember what the joke was.
I do.
Wait, did you write this down?
No, you wrote it down, but you had mentioned it last week.
Okay.
After we finished recording.
Well, hold on, Tema, does it have to do with blowjobs?
Yeah.
Shit! Fuck! Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So, after we're gonna have so much cutting.
No, it's fine. We're not gonna cut this out. How much to blow? Okay. It's not even a question. I put a question mark at the end of it. It was a question.
Okay.
How much to blow?
Okay.
Is it talking about cocaine?
No. you had mentioned blowjobs, and you had specifically asked Andrew, I think it was Andrew. And you said how much money would I have to blow another guy? And
you're then, correct.
Yeah. I remember this because I told you, I said, shut the fuck up. We're gonna talk about this next week.
Okay.
And here we are.
Here we are. Week 11.
Blowjobs.
Hey, Isaac.
Yeah?
How much money would you have to be paid to give another man a blowjob? So, I have a question after that.
Okay. Can I answer it first?
Go ahead.
So, since you brought this up last week, I'm honestly a little ashamed to say it. I've done a lot of thinking about this.
I wouldn't be ashamed of that. I'm
a little ashamed to think about how long I've thought about how much money would I take to give another man a fucking blowjob.
Okay.
And the thing is it depends on who the person is.
Okay.
Probably what their pee-pee looks like. Just because...
If it was a gross pee-pee, you'd be like, no.
Well, I think fucking pee-pees are disgusting anyways. I think they look really gross.
Hey, no
I don't
offense.
Know. Girls, I don't know how you like them.
I don't know how they like them either.
Gay people, I don't know how you like them either.
I don't, but it's okay.
Respect to you.
Honestly, it takes a different type of mindset.
It's a different breed.
Not me, though. Anyways, how much...
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it depends on the person. Depends on what it looks like. Depends on our relationship. If it's some random dude, I'd do it for, like, I don't know, like $4. No.
What if it was behind the glory hole? The guy would never know it was you, and you would never know the guy. If I handed
you
the amount of cash... I know it's embarrassing, Lil, because same.
Listen, I'm not gay. But $20 is $20.
You wouldn't do it for $20, would you?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
I would say maybe like...
Not to, I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm kind of broke, you know? Maybe like,
hey,
maybe like $250.
$250?
Maybe like two. Okay, $150.
Are you serious?
No, fuck no.
Okay. I'm like, I don't even think I would touch a dick for $250.
Okay, maybe. Okay, so I would say like maybe like 500.
500 honestly, is the lowest you go?
Honestly, yeah. Because I'm pretty broke. And I mean, like, if I just got to touch it, I'd do like 500. If I got to suck it, I don't know. That makes me, I haven't thought about that ever.
I'll say mine, personally.
$15,000.
No.
Higher?
No, lower.
Lower? You son of a bitch. You're gay.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
But
that's what I was thinking. Andrew in the corner of the room just put up a number. I was thinking minimum. Nah, actually. Minimum.
Minimum 500.
Okay, Andrew's saying minimum. Wait, 500? I thought he was saying 5K. Okay, he's saying 5K.
I'm really broke.
I'm thinking less than that for minimum. Okay, I'm putting, yeah, really, Andrew. I'm saying if I am broke and I have no money, super down on my luck, right? Yeah. Minimum. You say 250? 2,500. Mine's less than that.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's how fucking
mine is less than 25,000.
If it was like someone who I met before and he's like, hey, just gonna do this real quick.
If it's someone I know,
500.
Maybe like 1,000.
5,000?
If it's someone I know and they know it's me.
If it's someone who I'm actually.
No. If it's you?
If you ask me for a blowout, I'd probably ask you for like $5,000 too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it's someone I don't know, minimum.
Someone you'll never see again.
I'll never see again?
Maybe like 1,500.
I was going to say like 1,000.
Yeah, okay.
Around.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe lower.
I'm so glad my coworkers will be listening to this.
Hey, just get to know him really well. Or
that's what I'm afraid of. Is that like you
don't
guys,
or don't get to know him at all, and just don't, like see him and be like, "Hey, dude, I cut a super cool hole in the wall."
Jesus Christ! I'll pay you $1,000 for it. No, that's what I'm afraid of. It's because like I went to the drive-thru today, and me, this cool dude who's been training me, his name. He asked if I could listen to it, if he could listen to it, and I want him to. I want to get this podcast out there.
Yeah, of course.
Shut up. Beep. Cool dude, super cool dude. I am so afraid that he will look at me different.
Oh, that's, how do you, dude, my manager wants to listen to it.
I guess, okay, you know what?
I don't know if he still listens to it. Beep. I shouldn't have said your name.
We're just shouting out.
Should not have said your name. I'm going to blur that out later.
No, we're not.
I'm going to.
How are you going to blow it up?
I'm
going
to say beep, and we're going to put it in place of his name.
Okay.
Because I don't know if he's comfortable with him being involved in this.
I can do that. That's just editing.
But beep! If you're cool with, you know, with this, he's my favorite manager.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite supervisors to work with. He's the best. He's really funny. He's nice, you know. We get the clothes done real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot where I was going with this.
You just wouldn't want him to hear this.
No. Okay, yeah. No. So it's not like I don't want him to hear it. I just don't want him to look at me different. Because like I said,
same.
He's one of my favorite managers to work with.
I just got this job at Dutch Bros. Yep. I'm so excited to have
you. I found out yesterday I've been at H&M for 3 months.
Congratulations.
I feel like I've been there for like 6 months.
Congratulations. I just don't want any of them to look at me like, oh my God, this guy is super weird.
Oh, you are weird.
Oh, I
find out anyway.
It's true.
Listen.
They are. I'm so weird.
As my dad always said, my dad never said this to me at all. It's better to just rip off that fucking band-aid, you know?
Okay.
Instead of just beat around the bush, just trim that shit.
Bush. All right, well.
With my new lawnmower 2.0.
We're not going to talk about that. But you know what? If you guys want to find out how weird I am, continue listening.
No,
because we're gonna go on to this next segment.
No, continue listening for sure. But if you just talk to this guy, he's pretty funny.
Okay, you say that because you're one of my best friends.
But like fucking, have we told him about how we met?
You want to do our
yeah? Let's do a little meet cute real quick.
Okay.
So orientation at school.
At University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, let's throw that out for everybody.
What? You think someone's going to stalk us?
For the fucking 10% of people who we have no idea who they are.
Yeah, that's true. We got a couple listeners from Norway.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
Super cool, by the way. I think that's so awesome.
I'm going to open these Cheez-Its.
Go ahead and open the Cheez-Its.
Anyways, no. So orientation here at UNC, the good old UCO.
Yeah, is where I met.
It's where
my good pal Isaac.
It's where this journey began.
Super crazy. We met each other.
He was my roommate.
I walk in. So this is orientation. We have to stay there for 2 days.
Two days with some fucking random ass bitch.
And I walk in. There's nobody in the room. I'm gonna do it from my perspective, and then you can do it from yours.
Yeah. I was thinking about that too.
I walk in. And immediately, I'm just hanging out. I think 5 minutes go by. And then immediately, I hear the keypad being opened.
It took me about 8 times.
It did, really? That's funny. I didn't even realize that. I just hear the keypad, like, beep, beep, beep. Like, I hear it on the other side of the door. And immediately, my heart starts racing. I'm like, I'm about to meet just some dude. I hope he's cool. I'm gonna have to sleep in the same room as him. Really hope he's cool. So I'm like, how do I want him to see me? How do I want to look for this dude to like look at me? And I just thank you for the Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. I lean up against the bed.
Yep.
And
first thing I noticed.
And I just start going through Instagram because I'm like, no, pretend like I don't even know that you're about to walk in. Although it's clearly obvious that you're about to walk in. Isaac walks in. And Isaac himself doesn't look very intimidating, but his dad.
Everybody says this. Everybody
Dude,
says this.
Your dad, Floyd, walks in behind you. And I'm like, I might die tonight. I don't know. And then, okay, do you want to hear my first impression of you? Okay, so we talk. We're like, hi, I'm Cameron. You're like, hi, I'm Isaac. First of all, looking back on it, life-changing moment.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even know it. Super cool to look back on that. But you're like, yeah, you know, this is what I do. This is what I want my major to be. And you were like, I'm super interested in the jazz band. Which... is not you at all?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, so it is. You never pursued the jazz band.
See, I'll explain.
Did you? Okay. So he goes, do you know anything about the jazz band here?
Me? Is that really the first thing I
said? You were like, yeah, I'm really interested in jazz band here. Okay, immediately in my head, I go, fucking nerd. I'm not like a jock or anything. I did play sports in high school.
So did I.
Yeah, so did you. But immediately I go, band kid. I'm just like.
No, it wasn't jazz band. It was jazz choir.
Okay, well, if I'm going to have this kid, at least he's going to, like, talk to me. We then proceed to, like, leave because we have UNC First or, like, Generation First, something like that.
First gen,
which you are.
Yep.
About halfway going through the walk, I go. I go, you know what? I'm not first generation. And you go, oh, okay. And I go, I don't think I'm going to go to this whole speech thing because it doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. My whole family has gone through college. Mm-hmm. I'm not the first one to go to it. And you go, okay. And I go back to our room and I wait for like 2.5 hours. I just sat
that
on my bed.
A long-ass speech.
I just sat on my bed and looked at my phone the whole time. I would now like to hear your side of that story.
Okay. So here's how it is for me. So, okay.
Jazz band.
So a little background.
I pulled UNC going.
Jazz choir.
You're like jazz?
Jazz choir.
Okay.
A little background for me. So I have been in choir since I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
I like to sing. I don't think I'm very good at it.
I don't know. You've been in choir. It sounds like you're good at it.
Just because I've been in choir doesn't mean shit.
You said you had some solos, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't mean I'm good at it.
Time out. I don't think the teacher gives solos to anybody.
I've had some pretty bad solos. No, I haven't, actually.
I think you got a good voice. I don't think I've ever heard you sing, actually.
You have. We went. I sang for you at Tanner's birthday.
When?
Around the campfire. She was playing her ukulele.
Okay, everybody was singing.
Nope. That's not fair. But there was points where it was just Tanner and I. I don't remember that specifically because I felt so nervous.
I don't
because I do that. Not sing for anybody. Ask Andrew.
Okay.
Ask Andrew right now.
Okay, Andrew, what are you saying?
Do I sing for anybody?
Go ahead, talk. Yeah.
Do I sing for anybody?
Sophomore year, Isaac had a solo in.
But do I sing for anybody willingly?
No, you don't.
Exactly.
Sophomore year, you had a choir concert, and you didn't want anyone to film you, and I was the only one that had that. I have that video on my old phone.
Can I watch after this?
Yeah, oh, I don't have it on this phone.
Okay. Damn. Anyways, you fucking assholes. I've been in choir since sixth grade. Sixth grade, I joined boys club. That was like fucking seven of us boys.
Nice.
I was one of two tenors.
Nice.
Who sang in boys club. So it was really awkward. I was really shy. Just super uncomfortable with it. But I was like, hey.
No, that's super cool. Get out of here.
Pushing myself out there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So senior year,
makes you uncomfy.
I made Jazz One,
mm-hmm.
which, fuck, that's the highest choir at my high school.
Hey! Mr. I don't have a good voice, Mr. Macon, I'm Jazz One. The so, I was like, yo, I'm not good at far.
Garrett?
I'm not good at football.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about me.
I thought you said farming.
I was going to say, I'm not good at fart ball. I'm not good at football. Make varsity my sophomore year,
yeah.
which like is very rare. Like five
See,
of us
so,
did.
So funny thing about that. My sophomore year, I auditioned. Because everybody, freshman year, you had to audition.
Yep.
At the end of every choir, you had to audition just for whatever.
Okay.
I auditioned sophomore year. I made Jazz One. And then I also made this other choir that I thought was the highest at the time. In my head, that was the highest. So I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll pick that one. Drop Jazz One. And then turns out it wasn't. Yada, yada, yada. Senior year, I make it again. And we had this thing, it was called Jazz Festival, where we came up to UNC and we performed for, there was a few composers who we did. Like, there's this one guy's name is Kerry Marsh. If you haven't listened to Kerry Marsh, he's pretty fucking badass. His pieces are great. and we performed for people like him and other like composers who we've sang songs about and like other well-known composers
mm-hmm.
here at UNC. And after that, you know, we're fucking walking around doing this and that. And then we go to the UNC's jazz choir, their group performance, because there was a couple kids in that who went to my school
uh-huh.
who we knew about. So we went and saw them. I thought it was fucking amazing. Like, I was like...
like, gave you chills?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just like, because like the thought about like jazz, like I love jazz. I don't listen to jazz very much in my free time, but, like, it's so great to perform. I just think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I was like, that's fucking awesome. You know, like, I want to do that. And that was one of the selling points to go here.
Mm-hmm.
That and the psych program.
Okay.
So I get here.
You walk up into Webb King Hall.
I got here pretty fucking early. My
Same.
Dad and
I got here more early.
You got here 5 minutes earlier.
Okay.
No, actually, you probably didn't get here earlier. But
time
wait,
out.
Let
I,
me...
stay, I stayed... overnight in Fort Collins
okay, true.
So I could get here earlier.
So how I see it, I got here like probably about an hour before I was supposed to start that meeting.
Okay.
I go inside. I finally get like checked in and there's a bunch of issues with my check-in. So I have to go talk to this one guy. He ends up sending me to another guy who ends up sending me to another guy.
As always.
Funny. It pissed me off a lot, actually.
Man.
Not funny. but I finally get, like, checked in and stuff like that. He gives me my room key. I make my, like, pin, you know.
Yeah.
The code for the door. And then it takes my dad and I, like, 10 minutes to find the room.
Yeah. It took me a second. Like,
it's because,
he was,
it's
like,
because
the dude at the front desk was like, yo, it's down there to the
Well,
the left.
That's what he told us, too. But I was like, I was so nervous. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
I was by myself.
Yeah, but like my dad
and
I
had no parents.
My dad and I were both by ourselves.
You know how long it took me to get out of my car because
bro,
I was so nervous?
Bro, I'm a first gen.
That's true.
I didn't know what I was doing. my dad wasn't quite sure what we were doing.
That's true.
He probably knew a little bit more than I did, mm-hmm. but I took the lead because I was like, this is going to be my school. You know, I'm going to fucking do what I can. Mm-hmm. It took us like 10 minutes-ish, maybe mm-hmm. less. But I find it. I'm trying to like do my pin pad. I do it too fast. I hit the wrong button on the last number. I'm trying to clear it and restart. And then I swipe my card a couple times and it's not working. So then I finally get it. Finally get it. I open the door to see this motherfucker here leaning against his bed like a cool kid.
I'm a cool kid.
Like a fucking, like just some kid who's like, fuck everything, you know?
I don't know.
Okay. No, that was just like, that's how
that
I
was
saw
the
it.
Vibe you got? You were like, oh,
I was
this
like,
kid.
I was like, this kid's gonna make me feel like shit. I already know it.
Really?
I was right. You do make me feel like shit.
What?
Not because of what you say, just because like, you know, you're a cool kid. And I'm like, hey. I'm going to be your sidekick.
You don't see yourself as my sidekick, do you?
No. Not like that.
Okay.
At the time, I was like, if we like, you know, because obviously I'm going to try to like friend this kid.
Dude, you did such a good job at that. Because listen,
I was so nervous, bro.
I would not have talked to you, but we ended up in the same group.
Oh, yeah.
And legit, I walked out and you went, yo, Cameron, green circles. I saw you going, green circles,
bro.
And you were like, yeah. And that's immediately after you said that, I was like, this kid's gonna be cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this kid is fucking cool.
So I meet you, I see you, we're walking to my meeting, and after you were like, yo, I'm not a first gen, I don't really know what to do, in my head immediately I was like, fuck. Like, I feel like shit now because this kid walked with us the whole goddamn way.
I walked across the street.
Yeah.
Over to Central Campus.
Yeah.
And I was like, my entire thought process mm-hmm. was like, yo, I don't think I belong here. Like, I just kept walking.
Because I remember because you literally walked with us the whole time until we walked into the UC.
Into the
like
UC.
The final building.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you know what? I'm not actually a first gen. And I go, oh, okay,
it took me shit. It took me that whole time to be like, yo, wait a second. Am I? Because
there was a couple people who were like telling us, like, first chance, go this way, yada, yada, yada.
Because there were so many people.
Yeah.
It felt like everybody who showed up to orientation
yeah.
went to that first gen meeting. And I'm like,
when I walked
but
in,
but I'm not first gen.
The total amount
what
of people
do
was
I
probably
do?
Like two rows. Like, it was probably like two rows. It wasn't even that many people.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did everybody else go? Because I waited in a long line.
Yeah, I know.
To get into WebKey.
I know.
Did everybody else just hang out for 2 hours?
I have no idea.
That's just proof, if you were wondering, that nobody else in life knows
what the fuck they're doing.
What
yeah.
is going
Absolutely
on?
Absolutely not.
Ever. It should give you confidence that you are doing the right thing because nobody else knows what the fuck is going on at any times.
So then after that,
okay.
I think the thing that hit me the most, that really like sealed the deal for me, because like I was already like after we you know we're in the same group fucking walking around that whole first day, I was like, this kid's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
He's funny. I could probably hang out with him a couple times mm-hmm. at school. Was not.
Is it
if
the bathroom?
If I need to fall back. No.
Okay.
No.
We'll talk about that too.
I remember, my dad leaves, and then it's just us two hanging out in the room. We're like setting up our beds.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we talked about the bathroom. I thought that was funny. That was like a little bit
the
more.
Whole, the whole
like just the communal bathroom. Yeah. But the thing that hit me the most is that fucking, we're both sitting there and we're like, you know, I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, the fucking, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. you go, I'm kind of hungry too. And then we, because my dad took my car back because I drove my dad and I up here. So you're like, I got my car here. I can take us to fucking McDonald's. Or we said Taco Bell. We were going to go to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell was closed.
Yeah. We get to, Cameron drives in his little cute ass fucking.
And I throw on, four, bro. I throw on a cassette tape.
No.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to impress this
first
kid.
First thing he says to me when I get in the car, he goes, yo, so my aux is kind of broken, but I got these cassette tapes.
Yep.
And I go, oh shit, okay. And as a fucking member of jazz choir.
You appreciate
it. I love music. And I love different forms of music. And when this man says he has fucking cassette tapes, like, I'm fucking geeking. So I pull out the little drawer underneath my seat. I see all these cassette tapes. I'm hype as fuck. And then we drive by Taco Bell listening to fucking, I think we started
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right? Yeah, it was the first tape, right? Yeah.
I think it was the first tape, yeah.
And fucking, you know, we drive by Taco Bell and it's closed. I was really upset that it was closed because I really wanted Taco Bell.
Same here.
And once we find out Taco Bell's closed, we're like, well, what the fuck do we do now? And then we see, I also, at this point, like, I have no idea where we're at. Like, I was so confused. Like, seeing, driving around now.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, going to places.
Oh, yeah, I know where everything is now.
And I think of how dumb we were, because I had no idea where the fuck we were.
I think you were on GPS, and you were telling me what streets to turn on.
Yep.
I had no clue.
No, I was freaking out. And as we drive in through the Taco Bell line, it's closed. We see next door is a fucking McDonald's, so we're like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Let's go to McDee's.
So we both get large fries. We get large fries and a McFlurry.
And a McFlurry. Yeah. I got an Oreo McFlurry. Yep.
So did I. And I was like, fucking, we get back, we're fucking eating, we're dipping our fries in it and shit. Like, classic. We do at Wendy's, you know, classic. As you do with Wendy's and Frosties.
Classic.
And the keen thing that like resonates so much with me is when we got back to the dorm room. We're sitting there fucking scrunching down, and you look at me, you go, you know what? I'm so glad you're not a little bitch.
Yo! Yo!
The minute you said that, like, my head goes, oh my god, thank you.
Because the entire time I was driving up to Greeley, I was like, okay, I'm ready to spend this night with just a weird-ass guy.
So was I.
Just some dude I don't knew. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that turned out to be my roommate.
I thought it was really funny.
Horribly. My freshman year roommate was not a... Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Long story.
But I'm so fucking glad you were my orientation roommate, dude.
Because after like we met and stuff like that, I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, this kid seems kind of cool, but like the same thing, like driving up, I was like, I'm so nervous. I'm a first gen.
Mm-hmm.
I already don't really meet people very well. Mm-hmm. Cause like all the friends who I met through other people,
mm-hmm.
You know, like Andrew met him through Brendan. Only reason I met Brendan is cause I played football with him.
Yeah.
And he talked to me. I met Caden through him. I met fucking Jason through him.
Dude, can you imagine our lives if we didn't meet?
Oh yeah. I almost went to Arizona.
I wouldn't have any roommate. Northern Arizona?
No, GCU.
Okay. My second choice besides UNC was NAU.
My first choice was CCS. UCCS.
Yeah.
Then I...
Really?
No. My first choice was CSU, Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Second choice was UCCS. Mm-hmm. Third choice was GCU, and then it was like CU and like Western and stuff like that. And then two at CU, didn't really like it. Two at Fort Collins, loved it. Almost went there. Literally applied in everything. I didn't get in.
I like CSU. They don't offer a nursing program. So I was like,
yeah. See, so the only
I'm like, you guys are great, but you don't have this thing that is my goal personally.
The only reason that like so that I was can't. So like high on my list was their psych program wasn't the best, obviously, because it was UNC who was the best.
Mm-hmm.
But their student studies level, like, because they offered internships and stuff like that, and it was like so in depth after all the questions that I've asked the guy, because I think the guy who we had was like, he wasn't like a psych major, but like his major was like based around psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this guy fucking knows what he's talking about, like this is cool, I'm gonna go here. And since I was like in first grade, mine and Brendan's dream was to go to the same school.
Yeah,
like we went to the same elementary school, middle school, high school.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've known that kid since I was in first grade.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't.
So we were like, same college.
I don't think
amazing.
I'm going. Yeah, no, never mind. That's a dumbass statement I was going to make. I was about to say, I don't think I'm going to as the same school as anyone in my first grade. Is a fact. I'm not going to anyone that I went to school with in first grade, because I went to it was in Tampa, Florida. Dumb. I just confused it because I did go to elementary school here.
Yeah. I grew up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
as
know.
You do.
After that, after I didn't get into CSU, I was like, I'll probably just go to GCU then. You know, fucking make a...
GCU is a good school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know a couple of people who go there now.
I do, too.
And then Andrew, my little homie boy over here, he's
over
like,
here
hey.
In the corner, Andy Rue.
He's like, hey, I'm going to UNC. I think it's a really cool school. And I go, no way. I haven't really looked into it. Looked into it. Talked to a couple older people who have gone here. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, dude, it's fucking great. One person was a psych major. They're like, fucking great psych program. You should really go there. And I go, if Andrew's going there, I'm going there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That really made me smile.
I remember when I decided I went to go to UNC. It was at a Nuggets game.
Oh, yeah?
I went to a college fair.
Mm-hmm.
Where you talk to people, recruiters who go to colleges. And it was at the Pepsi Center.
Yeah.
And it was through my school. But, like, after the college fair, you got to go to the Nuggets game.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
I never got to do that.
I did.
I wish.
Through my school.
That would
be cool. Super fucking cool. And I just talked to all these schools. And none of them seemed like, I don't know, great. And then I talked to this one dude who's a recruiter for UNC. And I was wearing a Nuggets basketball jersey. Not mine. Because for anyone who knows me, I don't know shit about basketball.
We're already talking about this. Cameron's really bad at
basketball. I'm really bad at basketball. I couldn't. I mean, I know a couple of rules, but I couldn't tell you all the rules. Okay, I'll watch it, but I don't know any of the players' names.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the big ones, right? So, anyways, I was wearing my friend's Nuggets basketball jersey because I wanted to be a poser.
Do you remember whose jersey it was?
No idea. It was one of the newer Nuggets jerseys. It was when the Nuggets had just switched their logo, and it was all white. And it was a really cool jersey. I could probably find it on here. Super cool jersey. Mm. I remember that I don't know who the person is. Because the recruiter for UNC was like, yo, what are you into? And he was like, nursing. And like, we had our discussion. He's like, yeah, UNC's great and stuff like that. And then when it's done, he got really like, he actually wanted to have a conversation with me, which is, I think, what flipped my mind was he really cared about me. Mm-hmm. Right. And he actually goes, yo, what player is that? And the most embarrassing thing happened. I went, I don't know. And he went, okay. And I was like, this isn't my jersey. And he was like, so where'd you get it? Because it was a new one.
Yeah.
And I think in his mind, he thought I had stolen the jersey. And I was like, it's my friend's. And he's like, cool. And I was like, okay, bye. And I left. And as soon as I left, I was like, I'm gonna go there.
You go, the only reason Cameron goes here is because after that moment, he decided to learn every Nuggets players' names.
Yeah,
where they went to school, just so he could prove to this jackass,
just so I could find this dude and be like, "Hey, fuck you! I was wearing this guy's jersey." No, I do remember at that fair though. I did talk to a CSU dude, and then this is—I didn't know CSU didn't offer nursing. CSU was at the top of my list,
absolutely,
and I had my heart broken
always
because I walked up to him. He was an old dude. Mm-hmm. I go. Hey, do you guys offer nursing? Because this has been my goal for the longest time. And he goes, no, we don't. But here's a pamphlet of all the majors we do offer. And I took it, and then I went, oh, thank you. And I threw it in the garbage. Because I was so upset.
Yeah.
I think I was – no, never mind. I was wearing the jersey that day. I don't know why I was about to say that. But I had like a CSU hoodie that I got because I was like – I'm going to become a Ram for sure. And then
horns down.
But no, UNC is where I ended up.
Yeah.
A lot of this podcast has been us just talking about our story.
Oh, it definitely has. So anyways, speaking of GCU, Arizona.
Yeah. Okay. One of the podcast topics I have on here is Arizona ?
I have no idea what this means.
And it's something I've added to my bucket list recently. You know what National Slide Park is?
No.
Okay. Here's my idea.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try and pitch it to you live.
Okay.
On this podcast. Yep. I want to get a van or just, I don't know, a car full of my closest friends.
Okay. You have me there. I'm in. I already know where this is going.
Thank you.
I already know where this is going.
And I want to do a road trip to Arizona's National Slide Park. It is a national park.
Yep.
That is 100% rock. But it's a water slide.
No way.
Yeah. How fucking cool
is that?
That's
pretty fucking dope.
Right? It's a water slide. It's just a really smooth rock that has like a couple of waterfalls and stuff on it. And it's this part, and we can look up videos after this.
Okay. Okay.
And it's just people who just like lay in it, and it takes you down.
I know how water slides work. You just lay down and they take you down.
They take you down. No, I want to go to this with a bunch of my friends. And it's just something I've added to my bucket list, and I don't know. Would you like to go?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said, you had me at Van.
It sounds good. It's already fall, so let's not
so
go
not
this
now.
Year.
Not now. No, we could go to Arizona in the winter.
Yeah, we could. We could absolutely go to Arizona in the winter. You're right. Let's not go down a water slide.
In the winter.
In the winter. That sounds horrible.
So hearing that.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I have a pretty good idea what you mean by Canada?
No.
Okay, shit.
You have a horrible... Okay, another thing I have written on our podcast list is Canada question mark? The reason I have this on here...
Cameron's a very thoughtful person. You guys,
I do.
If you guys can
I actually thought about just this one word and this question mark for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Just to myself.
Let's hear it.
It's not super political. I would.
Oh God! Okay.
This is taking a serious turn.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay.
I know just what to end it with.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. Okay. It is basically the idea that the United States isn't in the place where I grew up knowing it was gonna be.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's
not.
Changed.
Oh, 100%.
So much the way that each party is divided,
mm-hmm.
and the way that this nation is split up, and I don't know how well this country is perceived by others.
Oh,
we're really bad
now. Yeah, I don't think we're perceived very well.
And I grew up thinking that this was the best nation to grow up in.
Yeah,
and that this was the place where. Where if you wanted something, it was actually possible
mm-hmm.
that you could achieve it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a part of me still thinks that. The United States is
a great place.
But the Canada question mark is, I want to talk to you about, do you think that maybe... Okay. Hold on. Sorry. I wasn't done.
No, it's okay.
I also started thinking about the people that are from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that got me thinking was Cody Ko's girlfriend.
Were you watching Cody Ko?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching Cody Ko's girlfriend on her YouTube channel, and she started talking about they did like a little like you know like these questions about your boyfriend or your girlfriend, right? And she was like, you know, if Cody wants to get a green card here, we have to go and we have to answer these questions. And then Cody went, well, if you ever want a green card into Canada, you have to do the same thing. And I was like, I had never thought about that. What if we wanted to get into Canada? And then I started seriously thinking. I was like, the amount of amazing and funny people that are from Canada is a lot.
Yeah.
Canada is really funny. And I started thinking about Canada today. Although, okay, I know less about Canada than I know about the United States. I don't think they're as divided as we are, though.
Oh, I don't think anybody is. No, okay, I take that back.
Yeah, we're not at war.
I don't feel like, I feel like there's a lot of other countries that, you know, aren't as divided as we are. And then there's more that have good reasoning to be.
Yeah.
And then there's just fucking the United States who's just...
Who we're just a
we're
shit
just,
show
we're just
right
tearing
now.
Each other in half.
Yeah. So I was like...
For no reason.
So I put Canada question mark as in my idea for the first time in my life... Uh-huh. I sincerely thought about...
What if you lived in Canada?
What if I lived in Canada? Like, would my life be better
yeah.
than it is in the United States? And I want to know your opinion on that. Because I think, honestly, right now, in the state that we're in everything that's going on, that our life would be better.
Honestly, I think Canada is a very cool place.
I think it's super cool. It's cold.
I'm a little biased because I like the cold and I like mountains.
Same here.
Fucking let's do it then.
Let's fucking do it. And also their food. What is the thing with like french fries and gravy?
Well, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. It sounds good though. Sounds really good. Sounds like a delicious meal.
No, but I feel like it'd be a good experience, you know? Because like I don't want to.
I think they're very similar to us, and I think they're just happier.
Yeah,
is what they are. Exactly. They're a happier version of the United States as the United States as we currently are.
Yeah, of course.
United States in the past, I think, will take the cake, but right now, I think they are a happier version of us.
I just feel like we're very divided. I feel
really scary how divided.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. We don't need to get into that.
So
in our current state.
What Canada question mark means?
Is would you live in Canada?
Right now, would you rather live in Canada? My answer, yeah.
I wouldn't say rather. I'd say I'd like to try it. I'd say I think it'd be pretty cool.
How long would you give it a try?
Oh, I'd fucking give it a try for as long as I needed to.
Yeah.
But I mean,
until America cooled down?
Until America was great again.
oh fuck
so
that was a bar, and I think that's a great place to end it
on that note, folks.
Thank you very much for listening. That was an episode of Bing Bong. We are the Bing Bong Boys. Go follow us on Instagram, bing_bong_boys. Yeah. Spell with an I?
Nope,
just normally.
I don't think so.
Just normally spelled the normal way boys is spelled.
Just B-O-W-Z.
That is not the normal way.
Bing bong boys.
Bing bong. No, boys.
Boats.
Okay, we're going to end it there.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
Thank you for listening. Episode 11. See you guys next week.
Sorry this was kind of a bit of a story tale.
No, it's okay. This was a good one.
I think it was pretty good, too.
This was great.
If you like this, let us know. Maybe we could try to do some more stuff like this.
Yeah, please leave your criticisms.
Just fucking tell me how it is, bro.
Tell me how it is. Tell me if you guys are like, oh, you guys didn't make enough jokes, or I don't know. We're just always looking to improve. Thank you very much for listening. And
yeah, good night.
Bing bong.